News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Well, perhaps you should be worried if you enjoy a burger, because according to the European Parliament, they've proposed new legislation which would ban the use of terms such as burger or sausage on products that are not made of meat. A person in favour of this proposal is Celtsapriese Angus Woods, IFA National Livestock Chairman. We spoke to him earlier and we got his thoughts.
I would certainly be in support of that proposal. I'm very much in favour of full, clear and transparent labelling for consumers, so that consumers know exactly what they're buying, and quite clearly the use of specific meat terms like burger, sausage and steak, I certainly feel should be reserved for the meat products, which is where the names originated from in the first place. We have seen legislation passed in the dairy sector dealing with this now, and we feel it's certainly time now that it was dealt with from the meat perspective.
Well, Ross Goldenbannon, restaurant critic for Irish Country magazine, is with us to shed a little light on this. Ross, Angus said there that burger is a specific meat term. Is he right?
Well, clearly not, because in common parlance, people say veggie burger, veggie sausage all the time. So, like, you know, it's not. And I think what's interesting about this is, I suppose it's a tactical gain for the IFA, and they're obviously delighted. It's a strategic disaster for them and for the European Union.
Why?
Well, firstly, this is not something that's come from the general public. I have not seen any campaign anywhere asking for a change like this. So this has been driven by the meat sector and the processed food sector, and what that's actually telling us is their overweening power and ability to dictate legislation at a European level. So that in itself is dangerous enough, in my view.
Angus as well said that these are the meat industry is where these terms came from, burger and sausage. Is he right about burger? Because I thought a burger just meant essentially it was a reference to how it's constructed, you know, something between two bits of bread.
Yes, exactly.
But not a sandwich.
But it's the terms, language didn't come from a company or an industry. It came from our culture. The meat industry did not sit down in a committee sometime and decide we're going to use the word sausage and a scallop and burger. Like, that's complete nonsense. These words come from our culture. And what will happen is, in reality, there's no nickname or quick way of saying, you know, a non-burger, veggie burger. People will just continue to use the word veggie burger. And every time they see the term, you know, veggie disc or whatever, it'll be a reminder to them of the overweening power of the meat sector.
It does strike me a little bit in the last few days, in particular, last couple of weeks, when there's been talk about, you know, meat-free Mondays last week with Tashka, something out in schools, and Leo Varadkar as well got into a bit of trouble for suggesting it recently. You'd be forgiven for thinking the IFA only represents beef farmers.
Yes, indeed. And what about all those vegetable farmers?
Yeah,
if I'm
eating veg, it's probably coming from an Irish farm as well.
Well, it's quite a short-sighted view. I mean, the reality is, I think a lot of maybe people who are opposed to, remember, these are emerging businesses. We should be supporting these emerging businesses. But when they hear the term, you know, veggie burger or veggie sausage or whatever, they think the person is a vegetarian. That, of course, is entirely untrue. They're usually quite often carnivores who mix up their diet. So a meat-free day is an opportunity, actually an opportunity for especially Irish meat producers to get Irish people to move up the meat chain and start buying more quality meat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a very short-sighted view on their part.
Are they doing it? Is it a self-protection thing that if I'm buying beef in the supermarket, it's on all likely going to be Irish beef, but my veg could come from anywhere. Like, my beans are coming from Kenya most of the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, the other thing about it is it's a real own goal for the European Union, because at a time when they want to seem more relevant to the citizenry, actually it reveals them as being lackeys.
I was going to say,
this is
the kind of story the British media 10 years ago. Remember, there was a thing about the British sausages.
Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson, when he was still the Brussels correspondent for the Telegraph, would have gone to town
he
on
was.
This.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Text coming through on this, lads, already. Sheila in Wicklow. If you order a veggie burger, don't you know what you're getting? As a vegetarian, can I say sausage shape or burger shape? Or do you have to eat meat to say that?
Well, the thing is, of course, the real winners of this were the lobbyists in Europe who hoodwinked the meat industry into creating this very expensive sledgehammer to crack a very small nut.
Another text here. Time to get out of Europe and we can call food what we want. Yeah, let's go down the route of Britain just because they're calling veggie burgers veggie discs.
I need though, Ross, a bit of enlightenment on, I suppose, the most important issue in all this. What would I call my ice burger? At the end of the
very
day.
Good. Yes.
All right. Look, Ross Goldman-Bannon, restaurant critic for Irish Country magazine. Ross, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
As always, for coming into us.